Saudi jets conduct multiple airstrikes against residential areas across war-ravaged Yemen as Riyadh continues its military campaign against its southern neighbor. In the latest attack, Saudi warplanes bombed residential areas in Al-Zahid district of Yemen's Sa'dah province. Five people were killed in the attacks. In Ras City of the same province, Saudi jets targeted a civilian car, setting it on fire. Saudi Arabia and its allies have targeted civilians almost on a daily basis since the war on Yemen began in early 2015. The aggression has so far killed over 14,300 Yemenis and displaced millions of others. Well, Saudi Arabia's assault on Yemen's port city of Hodeidah has led to a wave of displacement. Now, thousands of families have so far fled fighting near the city. The United Nations has once again warned about the humanitarian consequences of further military escalation in Hodeidah. Our correspondent Mohammed Al-Attab brings us more.
Saudi Arabia and its allies continue their deadly assault on Yemen's port city of Hodeidah, despite the United Nations' repeated warnings about serious humanitarian consequences. The Saudi airstrikes and deadly clashes near the western port city have so far forced thousands of families to leave their homes for safer places.
Such an offensive against a city with over 600,000 inhabitants is a gross violation of international law. Yemeni officials say unless a lasting and peaceful settlement is reached, people here will fight until they die honorably.
Ahmed's family is one of the families forced to leave their homes in Hodeidah.
The Saudi offensive against our city and possible street battles have forced me to leave my home and move my family to Sana'a. I do not know how I can manage there as I have already lost my source of income here, but I do not have any other choice.
Meanwhile, on Thursday, the United Nations once again warned against further military escalation in Hodeidah, expressing concern about severe political and humanitarian consequences. Amnesty International has also expressed concern about Saudi Arabia's tightening of the blockade on Hodeidah, calling for targeting sanctions against those responsible for obstructing humanitarian assistance. Backed by Saudi-led airstrikes, Emirates forces and militants loyal to former Yemeni government launched the Hodeidah assault on June 13.
The UN has warned that over 100,000 children could die in case sufficient aid is not provided. The warning comes that the lives of millions of Yemenis could be at grave risk due to Saudi Arabia's attack on the seaport city of Al-Hudaydah, which is responsible for 70% of imports into the war-torn country. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, from the seaport city of Al-Hudaydah.